Blog Talk Radio.
Time, man. It's Robert J here on your radio promo. It's been a long, long time. And I'll tell you, man, I'm so excited about some new great things coming up and new season. You know, it's every once in a while I get on the show, I talk about certain topics and success and just life in general. My son, of course, you know, who's autistic and the communities, and we talk about just a lot of great information I've tried to portray over the years. And actually, this is our ninth year on Blog Talk Radio. Granted, we haven't been on every single day over the 9 years, but it's amazing how time flies and goes by so quick. But 9 years, this is actually our ninth year that we are broadcasting live on Blog Talk Radio. I really appreciate Blog Talk. They're awesome. Definitely, if you want to do anything or get on radio, internet radio, man, do it. It's a lot of fun. But I just wanted to, you know, just welcome you to our show. This is the first, and I hope, of many shows to come. Still debating whether we're going to do it, you know, every single day. We may do a 15-minute show, whatever, and maybe do a weekly, like a longer version. But we're just working on some other things. But wanted to let you know that we're back, ready to rock and roll and give you some great information. Once again, this is Robert J. with your radio promo. You can follow me on any social media at RJOKWill. That's RJOKWILL. Look forward to you know, any response or having you follow me. That'd be great. Appreciate you if you share this broadcast as well with your friends. And of course, any of you hosts out there, I would love to work with you as well and maybe have you on a couple of our shows or something like that to interview you. That's what our whole purpose was initially, was to get other people on here, entrepreneurs, talk about their success. Maybe they can help somebody out there who's struggling or trying to make a difference in their particular product line or service, whatever that they're offering out there. But we definitely are here. Like I said, we're really excited. Definitely, like I said, please follow us in your radio promo. Let's see, trying to think what else. We're actually going to be doing a live Facebook broadcast in a few minutes. We're actually resetting our goal there as well. A couple of years back, I did a great item was out there, tools, resource, Blab TV. Started doing that. It was really exciting. And unfortunately, those guys, they did a great job. You guys brought it for us. And unfortunately, everybody that did it for free and all that kind of thing, and I guess the finances dried up. But it was just a great, great thing. So we're going to start doing a little more of, you know, social media across the board, doing our podcasts, as well as also doing working with you know, Facebook and Instagram and things like that, Twitter. But wanted to just encourage you to you know, get with the program. You know, we have ups and downs in life, but you know, everything seems to work out a lot of times. So hopefully you hear me okay. You know, it's the first time I'm actually doing it on my cell on speaker, so we'll see how the broadcast comes. Eventually we will get on some kind of microphone and do it, you know, the right way. But right now I'm actually sitting in my vehicle, so I figured let me just you know, blast one out today and get things going. But I just wanted to have you with like I said, tune in and like, you know, follow us. And that's, like I said, eventually if we can get other people to join in and work with us and have a lot of fun with us, it'd be great. Let's see. I'm getting ready to go live here on Facebook. Okay. Yeah, so anyway, I want to cut out the interruption there, but let's see. We'll go ahead and just do this anyway. Okay, let's see. All right, let's see. All right. Okay, getting ready to go live here. Here we go, everybody. Hey, how you doing, everybody? This is Robert J. I wanted to introduce myself. Many of you know me. Many of you know me. Some of you are my friends, and friends we may never meet. We might meet, but I'm really looking forward to meeting you and getting together with you and yours. You know, I started doing a podcast. Gosh, I looked at it today. It's like 9 years ago. Now, I haven't been on the air that long, but I just wanted to share that with you, because actually right now I am live on the podcast as well, and hopefully it all comes out. We'll see. Anyway, just wanted to invite you to into our Facebook home, if you will. And today's topic I want to talk about, and this is something that's really exciting to me, and if we take stock in what we're doing and how we're doing it and how we can actually better ourselves in our lives, I've got a list here of the five things that I'm most grateful for as of today, today being February 15th, 2018. My goodness, where's time gone? But wanted to just, you know, share that with you today, that the five things that I'm grateful for. You know, of course, you think about that for yourself as well. What five things are you grateful for? Think about that. Write that down today for yourself and take stock and realize what you can do to, you know, be thankful for and maybe pass that blessing on to other people. But do appreciate you joining in with me today. Really excited. Anyway, my first and foremost, of course, I'm very thankful for is my family. We all have families, and it's unfortunately that tragic episode that happened yesterday in Florida. My prayers go out to all those folks out there. Horrible, horrible. I'm not sure what's going on with the world, why people got to resort to such violence, but I pray for strength and courage for all those folks, but all those families right now grieving. I'm the most blessed person. If you're listening to this and you have been affected by that, you know, you're the most blessed person right now, even not going through that situation, you know. But family would be, like I said, my number one, my kids, my wife, my parents, my relatives, and all that. Family is the most important, you know. They say family is you know, it's where your heart is, right? And it's they've been a major influence to me in my life and been very positive and helped me out getting along with certain things. And but I would say family for sure. Number two, of course, it's health. If you don't have your health, you have nothing, right? If you're you know, looking at, you know, God forbid, some kind of diagnosis or whatever, you know, I wish you the best with that. Prayers go out to you. But if you have no issues right now, you have a million bucks. You're a billion bucks. It's priceless. Your health, your good health is priceless. You know, health is spelled H-E-A-L-T-H. Heal if, right? Whenever I spell the word health, I always spell H-E-A-L in uppercase and a T-H in lowercase. It's just because that's what it means, heal, health. So anyway, I don't want to lecture on that today, but I'm just basically giving you my five things that I feel most blessed and gratified by. The other one is gifts. Now, gifts could be a lot of things. Well, I've gotten gifts for Christmas, for my birthday, for wedding gift. You've gotten gifts in the mail. You get a gift card. Gifts has a lot of different meanings. I'm talking about gifts as far as you inside, internally. What's inside of you? What are your gifts? How are you able to give back to your community, back to people that have helped you out, back to your church? Whatever it is that you're that drives you, you know, you were born with something internally. And we've all got multiple talents, of course. Nowadays, with the multitask, right? With you know, Facebook, with Twitter, with Instagram, we have to multitask and make sure that we're able to do 5-10 different things at the same time. It seems right. However, we're born with one, maybe two, and maybe three. Like I said, a lot of people are multi-talented. But what are your gifts? My gift. I was in a band years ago. That was my gift at that time. I wanted to be a professional baseball player. So I still probably could play ball pretty good. However, what is my gift? Like, how am I going to be able to succeed in life? And what can I give back to the world, if you will? And they say the last thing you want to do is die with your music in you, right? But what are your gifts? How can you give? Like today, for instance, I'm just getting on here giving you my information, but I have a podcast that I do that I give back to tell people, hey, it's okay. Even if I'm having a hard time, I'm still going to get on there and tell people how they can become a good person, how they can benefit others by giving of themselves and by being in people's lives. So think about that, you know. But my gift, I shared earlier, was definitely, I think since I was a kid, pretty much entertainment. Always wanted to be an entertainer. Always joke around, comedian. I sang. I've done productions. Of course, radio was my biggest thing. I've done wedding, corporate business parties, DJing, photo booth, you name it. I've done a lot of different things. I asked God years ago, hey, I want to do everything. And he's literally given me a lot of opportunity to do that. There's been a lot of highs and lows, of course, peaks and valleys. However, the gifts that I've been given and the gifts that I'm giving back seem to make me more happier when I'm actually doing them, even like today right now. This is something that I really enjoy. So my gift to you today and to anybody that's listening or on Block Talk is to just take stock of where you're at and realize what your gifts are and write them down. Write the pros and cons. And you know what? We only have one life to live, so live it to the fullest and you know, make a difference in your life, in your community, in your family. Another thing I'm very grateful for is my parents. They were very good parents. My mother's still around. My dad just passed a couple of years ago. And he always says, don't worry about it. You know, if I had a problem, a situation, up until right before he died. Yeah, you're still young yet. You got your whole life ahead of you, you know. Well, you know, that's most of my hair, of course. But, you know, it's like, oh, it's getting gray there. Hey, you know, I guess they call it wisdom or whatever. But, you know, I'm not a young boy anymore. But quite honestly, in God's eyes, you know, we're all young people, I suppose. My dad always seemed the best and always was positive and caring. My mother always was giving and also a loving person. My siblings, phenomenal group of people, all doing well. Very proud of all of them. Good turned out to be really good people. Aunts, uncles, grandparents, you name it. I go down the whole list. But my family has been grateful to me. And, you know, I have to add mentors along with people teaching me. My mentor sure was my dad and some of the people who came into my out of my life. But I have a lot of friends and people I've met online that have been my mentors. And you're going to find different mentors throughout your life. But I would definitely say I feel totally blessed by the different mentors that have passed through my life up until this point, and I'm sure I'll be meeting more mentors, and everybody's had a difference. It's like running a race, right? A relay race, you know, and then you hand off the baton to the next person, right? That's kind of how life is with you and your experiences and finding out different people and mentors and people that influence you and help you and drive you to become a better person. The last one, number five of the list is faith. Faith, whether it be religion, faith in what you do on a daily basis, faith, like I said, once again, back to religion. Myself personally, I'm a Christian, so I believe in Jesus Christ as my personal Lord and Savior. You may have different faith, and that's fine, whatever it is. But as long as you have faith in yourself and let go and let God, sky's the limit. You got to be positive. You got to be faithful. You got to have a lot of motivation. A lot of times it has to come from within, but a lot of times I feel within your heart, it shows what kind of person you really are. And if you can have faith and practice faith on a daily basis and keep the faith, even if you're down right now, you're an online marketer, for example, maybe things aren't going so well right now. Keep the faith. Keep it up. Billy Joel sings a song about that, keeping the faith, and it's great too. I really feel if you can get yourself motivated and set your goals and write things down. I've got my list right here written down today. Okay. Write them down. Even if you may have a chicken scratch, my handwriting's not the greatest, but you see when you write it down, a lot of times you seem to remember it better and more. And I've got different gadgets on my laptop and all that. Quite honestly, I've got so much stuff. I could write 10 books, stuff I've written down over there. But you know what? I rarely go back to look at them in my notes, but I write something down, it, for some reason, it registers up here, But that's definitely, I would say, just have faith, keep the faith, and just keep pushing on, met a group of people recently that really inspired me. And, they gave me hope, faith, hope, your charity, right? But faith is the most important thing. And all of us, with having faith, we have hope. And having hope and being inspired again to do things, to get on. I used to do Block Talk Radio. I used to do Blab TV. And it was so exciting. I'd get on there, do those two things. And then I would go to my day job. And during my day job, I was able to do my work and also train myself on social media, on the latest and greatest things. Yeah, I could listen to music, too, on YouTube and all that stuff. But I would just be able to listen. I couldn't watch. But I literally would listen and educate myself, with repetition and do the same thing over and over every single day. That's my five most important things: family, health, gifts, parents. Of course, my parents. Parents are part of family, of course. But parents, as far as a mentor, right? And of course, faith. Just keeping the family, health, gifts, parents, family, mentors, and faith. It is are my five that I feel most blessed with as of today. Keeping me in line and intact and all that stuff. Sure, I have, I do other things too. I feel blessed to have an opportunity to make a difference as a father, as a husband on a daily basis. But I also have a lot of hope in the fact that my future is about to change in a very, very major way. And, but being associated with certain individuals, other entrepreneurs, netpreneurs, I'm able to find a like-minded group of people that are actually helping me, inspiring me. And I'm inspired by them as well. The younger generation is pretty awesome. I may be older, but I'm still every day always learning. And if I can learn from somebody who's 20, 30 years younger than me, and they help me make a difference in my business, in my life, then, hey, what's wrong with that? That's okay. A lot of these, the last 20, 30 years, a lot of these kids are born with computers in their hands, it's amazing. 5-10 years ago, we fought over one computer. Now, it's like everybody's got their own phone. Everybody's got their own tablet. It's just amazing. So, but that's generally what I wanted to share with you today and to inspire you to, you know, if you could, please, I would appreciate if you share this with your friends, family, or whatever. But I want to inspire you today and also any of you folks out there listening and podcasts as well. You know, get out there, make a difference. Do what you can do to inspire others, you know, by showing, you know, how important life is to you, what you can do to help others get to their goal. You realize what they're doing, and that's pretty much it. I'm going to start broadcasting every day. I'm going to start doing these live. Done video. I did rock and roll videos back in my band days, back in the 80s, the band I never was. That's what I call our band. But there's a lot of us that were, but yeah, if we had YouTube, we'd be, you know. But anyway, regardless, it is what it is, and I'm really excited to be here today and, you know, living, breathing, and able to share. Hey, thanks for joining us, Ron. Appreciate it. To see if a few folks have come and gone, but this is an exciting day. It's an exciting time in our world, and, you know, I wanted to thank you for joining me today. Appreciate this, Robert J. Please feel free to follow me at RJOKWILL, at RJOKWILL, and look forward to continuing these broadcasts and making a difference for you. And also, you know, like I said, go out there today and make a difference. And like I said, write down your goals. What is that that's most important to you? Today, what do you feel most blessed about? Write the five things down. And, you know, if you want to share it today like I'm sharing it, or if, you know, you just keep it to yourself, that's fine. It's entirely up to you. But just wanted to inspire those of you out there. You know, it's today. It's a new day. Make a difference, you know. Thanks again. Looking forward to chatting with you all again. And just have a great day. And if you could, please share this. I really would appreciate it. Have a nice day. Yeah, we just ended our Facebook live. That's like probably the first serious one I've done in a long time. Okay, sorry about that. It's starting to talk back to me already. Yeah, so let me try to think of what else. You know, as far as like getting back to my radio podcast, folks, you know, hopefully that helps you out today. I plan on doing more. If you want to follow me on Facebook at RJOKWILL, I'm going to be doing more things too. But, you know, feel free to check it out. You can check out, you know, drop me a line. Let me know if you have any feedback too. That'd be great. I'd love to know if you guys heard me okay. That would be really important to know that this way we can get things straightened out and do things properly. I'm basically holding my cell in my hand on speaker, so I'm hoping that you guys on podcasting are hearing me. All right, well, I'm going to close it out today. I definitely do plan on being back on, maybe I'll do another one tomorrow and with another topic and subject. Feel free to check out my website as well. I've got a number of them. But for right now, I'm probably going to be focusing more on workwithrobertj.online. That's workwithrobertj.online. All right. Have yourself a wonderful day, everybody. Look forward to speaking with you again, joining us on your radio promo channel. See if we get any music to take us out. There we go. So. Yes. Catch you later, everybody. Have a great day. Make it a good one. La 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 la.